Welcome to the December 10th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, we interview HITRUST's Eric Chu and discuss news about VMware and the server market. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele.
And I'm Associate Editor Keith Kessinger.
Virtualization security and compliance are becoming big issues for admins, and the major vendors are starting to pay more attention. To talk about these issues, our guest this week is Eric Chu, who's the CEO and President of virtualization security and compliance vendor HITRUST. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thanks for having me, Colin.
We've had this plan for a while now, but it is actually good timing because there was some big news with Juniper Networks acquiring Altor. I just wanted to get your initial thoughts on that.
We work closely with the guys at Altor, and you know, I sent congrats out to them yesterday morning. In terms of thoughts on the move and what it means for the space, we're seeing that virtualization, security, and compliance is becoming a critical enabler for expansion of virtualization and cloud adoption. And with that, right, customers are demanding solutions, and we have a great one. We're seeing a huge demand and increase in demand. And I think this move now showcases that the big players, need a solution and an answer as well.
I wrote a blog yesterday about the news. A lot of people were saying that it was kind of a trend anyway, and this just kind of solidified it, that there aren't many companies out there now just doing virtualization security anymore. And some people would argue that that makes sense because you're supposed to look at security and compliance as a whole, not just physical security in a silo, virtual security in a silo, cloud security in a silo, but look at it all together. And that makes sense from a strategic perspective. But one of the points that I brought up was that, in terms of how do you address those, some people do like to kind of pick and choose from the different products out there, something for virtualization security, something for physical security. How do you weigh those two in terms of what's right for customers and where the market's going?
We hear the same comments, right, on both sides. The sort of tried true debate between best of breed for a certain need and a certain application and an all-in-one, right? So there are probably two comments. One is that the big players really, so far do not have solutions that address the unique needs of virtualization. Most of the existing efforts around virtualization tend to be just extensions of products, right? Extending backup solutions to work with a virtualized environment, or extending AV so that you can enable AV inspection through the hypervisor rather than run agents on the guest. But in terms of having unique solutions that deal with the hypervisor itself, right, and the fact that that is now a new distributed operating system, and the unique nature of virtualization and the dynamic nature of virtualization, the big players don't have solutions that address that. And so if you are a company that is adopting and expanding and making virtualization and cloud computing a strategic decision, you don't really have the ability to choose among your large vendors to say, I want you guys to do both physical and virtual, because they don't really solve the virtual side. I do think over time, those players will need solutions and will need to be able to answer those questions. And whether they make acquisition decisions, as in the case of Altor and Juniper, or they build their own solutions over time, I think that will have to happen before those players can really say that they address the end-to-end need between physical and virtual. And I think, just like any industry, in the early days, and we're still, somewhat early in the sense of virtualization tools and management solutions, in the early days, you really do have to adopt best-of-breed products that address your requirements, and then over time, those do get, folded into some of the larger players' offerings as well.
With the new PCI 2.0 that just came out, they finally do mention virtualization, but from people I've talked to, it sounds like there's still a lot of gray areas and things that are still left up to interpretation. what are you doing at HITRUST to make sure that your customers do comply with PCI DSS as best they can?
Yeah, so we've taken a very proactive role in PCI, especially given that we have a large portion of our customers that do purchase HITRUST appliance for a PCI use case. So we've been on the PCI Council and Special Interest Group on Virtualization for the last year and a half since that group was actually created, the Special Interest Group on Virtualization. And so we helped to drive a lot of the requirements around virtualization. And, you know, you're right. Now, with virtualization, system components can be virtualized or physical. The hypervisor, as well as people and processes, are now in scope. So the 220 or so controls that were required for physical infrastructure now need to be in place for the hypervisor. Probably the biggest debate out there today is mixed mode, right? Can you run, you know, PCI-related workloads and non-PCI-related workloads on the same physical server and environment? And that's, you know, still an area where the PCI Council hasn't specifically stated one way or the other. We as a company, along with four other members of the Virtualization Special Interest Group, which are Cisco, VMware, Savvis, and Coalfire, did come out with a reference architecture for PCI. That's available on our website, and it's branded by all five companies. And the reason for that is that, great, the 2.0 requirements have come out. Now, most customers are more interested in the mapping, right, of those requirements to specific needs and solutions that need to be in place, right? It's all about people, processes, and technology, and what you actually need to do in order to map those requirements to ways in which you can implement. So that reference architecture was a big step. We've received a huge response to that, you know, we're continuing to see a lot of demand for our solution, given that you really can't virtualize PCI-related workloads without something like HITRUST in place.
And just to wrap up, Eric, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about 2011. What can we expect to see from HITRUST specifically, and do you have any predictions for the virtualization and specifically the virtualization security markets for the new year?
Yeah, I think with 2011, I think compliance is going to be a major theme for the year. I think a lot of companies have dealt with the performance issues of virtualization a couple of few years ago. They've been dealing with capacity management and automation needs, right, in terms of building out that infrastructure. And as these companies are virtualizing mission-critical and, you know, compliance-related workloads, you know, the need to address compliance to enable further virtualization is going to be one of the major, probably actually the number one issue for 2011. And it's being discussed by, you know, all the major players, ourselves, all the, you know, major hypervisor vendors, right, VMware, all the major infrastructure players like Cisco, and all the major security and systems management players as well. So I think 2011 is going to be a year of compliance for virtualization and cloud.
All right. Eric Chu, President and CEO of HITRUST, thanks a lot for joining us.
Great. Thanks a lot, Colin.
Now let's turn it over to Keith for the rest of this week's news.
Thanks, Colin. VMware is handing out free licenses of AliveVM, the virtualization management software it acquired from Integrion. As part of a promotion, customers who purchased licenses of vSphere standard or higher will receive 50 VM licenses for AliveVM. AliveVM provides real-time analytics and analysis for virtualized environments. But there are questions and concerns about AliveVM and the promotion. Users wonder about the renewal costs after the one-year subscription expires. Also, how will the price compare to competing management software? In other news, the virtualization hardware market will reach $19 billion by 2014, according to an IDC survey. The study was based on responses from 400 companies that use virtualization. The survey also showed that virtualized server shipments are growing at 14% compound annual growth rate. That's more than twice the rate of the entire server market. It also concluded that enterprises want to increase virtual machine densities. By 2014, IDC estimates that the average physical host will run 8.5 VMs. The popularity of virtualization is clearly growing, and the study showed that virtualization adoption is moving from data centers to branch offices.
Thanks, Keith. And one last bit of news, our senior news director, Barb Darrow, sat down this week with VMware's channel VP, Doug Smith. You can hear the full interview on our sister site, searchitchannel.com. But here's a clip of Doug talking about VMware's partner program.
Yeah, I'd say overall, Barb, we're happy with the amount of partners we have. Selectively, I think we'll always be doing some recruiting. So we might have holes in our geographic coverage. We might have holes in some vertical coverage that we'll address, or maybe some horizontal, right, if we're looking for people who have security expertise or business continuity expertise. We'll always be out there looking for them. But overall, we want to make sure that we don't have partners crowding the ball, and that we have enough market coverage to address the customer's needs, but we don't have partners tripping over each other.
That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele.
And I'm Keith Kessinger.
Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.